Hi, loves. This episode is all about releasing what's no longer aligned for you. And this episode is going to be in such pure alignment with my personal self-projected 6-2 human design. So I'm going to be sharing my story and trusting and knowing that in sharing this story, so many of you will be supported. Insights will begin to show up for you. And aligned action will be taken for you in this process of receiving my story. So thank you for being here. If you are listening to this, I ask you to bring your awareness to something that you're ready to release, something that maybe you don't even know you're ready to release, but you're open to the divine intervention of maybe there is something to release here so you can better connect to your truth and better connect to your true devotion and soul path and purpose here on earth. Through refinement, through spaciousness, and really allowing your focus to be where it's meant to be. Hello, and welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I am so excited to have you here in this world, in this realm. If you're listening to this, you're likely a high-level woman. You're likely a soul having a human experience. You're likely here to live a life by your own design. One where you honor all of your spirituality, all of your quantum beingness, but you truly understand and have a deep, profound awareness of the magic that exists here on earth. You're here to have the most alchemized life. Ascension, opulence, your desires manifesting. Walking through life in a way that feels like one big exhale. If you're new to my work, welcome. I'm a quantum channel, a quantum healer, and a high-level coach. My name's Haley Bowler Cook, and I'm hosting you here. It's mostly just riffs, me channeling for you, leading you through mini transmissions, and coaching you through high-level concepts. We're here to have big conversations about all things spirituality, new paradigm wealth, opulence, ascension here in the earth plane, divine harmonization between your masculine and your feminine, recoding, rewiring your brain, regulating your nervous system, and supporting you in living a life by design. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do so now and share this podcast with anyone who you think would be served by my devotional channel here on the show. If you're not already following along on Instagram, that is where I am the most. I'm on Instagram, in my stories, in my posts, channeling, speaking, transmuting energy for you, for your highest timeline. Thank you for being here, my love, and enjoy this episode. Okay, loves. So it's a 6-6 portal as I'm recording this. It's June 6, 2022. As I'm recording this, I'm navigating a day of a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions as I release my tech company, Fit Portal. So many of you may know, many of you may not know, but I had created, launched, built a brand, built a business, built a tech company, created partnerships, did all the things, and was so devoted to building a tech company called Fit Portal in 2020 and 2021. It launched in 2021, but I spent a lot of time in 2020, almost an entire year actually, building it. So I share this with you because this is the day that I have announced my release of Fit Portal. I am releasing Fit Portal. So creating safety, and it's safe to be so all in on something, and then your next growth and evolution leads you to a place where you realize that it's no longer aligned with who you are and where you're going. And in honor of devotion, focus, refinement, and spaciousness, that is something that is so important in really walking your highest timeline. Not being stretched thin, not being out of alignment or out of integrity with really why you're here on earth. It's important to release things that no longer align, even if they were at one point in your life so aligned. So Fit Portal was this beautiful manifestation of a devotional business based on a shared business economy, making boutique fitness more accessible, coming from the heart space, connecting with so many other entrepreneurs, fitness instructors, business owners, fitness enthusiasts at the time. So a little caveat here, some of you may know this, some of you may not, but I actually was in the fitness industry for most of my early 20s, and it was a massive, massive catalyst to me starting my business and truly who I am today. So I went to school for fitness and health promotion, got my honors diploma in that. I took a couple years off, and then I went back to school for clinical kinesiology, which is a degree program that I took at Western University. And during that time, I was personal training and fitness instructing, and I built a fairly successful career in personal training and had a bunch of amazing clients. And honestly, to this day, I'm sure I have some clients that still listen, personal training clients and old women that I used to instruct that still listen to my podcast. So shout out to you guys. I fucking love you all. And my clients are amazing. I've always had incredible clients. So all the love, all the love, all the love. So that's kind of where things got entrenched into my consciousness of like, I am a wellness enthusiast. I'm a fitness instructor. I have a degree in clinical kinesiology, a diploma in fitness and health promotion. I'm yoga certified, resistance training certified, personal trainer, fitness instructor, like you name it. I was all in. I did all the things and I was fucking good at it. I was really good at it and I loved it. However, it was around this time where I not only was all in on personal training and fitness instructing, but I saw like a gap in the ecosystem of personal training and fitness instructing. And I was like, I'm going to create a online booking service for reduced rate boutique fitness classes. So I was like, I'm doing this. And I was at Western at the time as a student. So I went and talked to like entrepreneurship. I was in an entrepreneurship course, all the things. And I was like, this is happening. And there was a lot of adversity and resistance actually to it because I was a non-tech founder. I didn't have like a bunch of money in the bank. I mean, I did well because you know me, I'm a bougie bitch. I've always made money because I love money, but I didn't have like hundreds of thousands of dollars in my bank account to invest in my tech company. So I was really like driven. I'm looking back, I'm like, I was a little firecracker and I was like talking to the investors, talking to all these business people, being rejected, leading with my certainty and my vision and just letting that lead me. And like, I actually made it really far. I built the company. I hired a tech, a developer to build the tech. I did all the work to build the branding. I was supported. I hired on contractors and making this happen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're listening to this and you are someone who supported me in Fit Portal, I love and adore you so much. And I had built this really beautiful tech company and we were revenue generating on day one. It had a lot of buzz and it was one of those things where it was like, I felt like it was so much work to get it going. But once it was going, it was like, it's a passive income stream. It was super effortless. It was super aligned. It was beautiful. However, I am a huge energy person and I believe in energy, as you know, if you're a podcast listener here, if you've been following my journey, and things were starting to feel energetically misaligned and it was starting to feel like old paradigm to me, this business. And I started to entertain the idea of releasing the company, closing the company, selling the company sort of around the end of 2021. And again, I launched it in May 2021. So it was short-lived, but very successful in the time. And in this time, I was like, I am all in, like all I can think about, all I want to think about, all I want to do, all I do is my devotion here on Uplift Lifestyle, podcasting, talking with clients, supporting clients, running offers, running events, creating online events and experiences. Like I'm obsessed with what I do. And Fit Portal, my tech company, started to feel like an obligation. It started to feel misaligned. And you know me, I do not do obligation. I do not do old paradigm. I do not do resistance. I do flow. And that doesn't mean there's not hard work involved. Like, let me remind you guys, I've built two businesses. I graduated school, my clinical kinesiology degree in 2020, and it's 2022, and I've built two companies.
and I've built success, and I've worked my ass off, and I've been driven and devoted and focused. And there's a lot of energy work and there's a lot of ease in what I do now, but there is work involved. So I don't do resistance, but I do drive. I do hard work. I do aligned action. Just throwing that in there. So fast forward to me kind of realizing it was time to sell it. So I posted it up on a couple tech startup sales marketplaces like Micro Acquire and I just got sort of, and Flippa, sorry, I forgot to mention that one. I got kind of ready to sell it, was sort of telling people I was selling it, talked to all of my vendors and partners, let them know where we're at. And up came all this resistance and up came all of this grief. And I really had to process like a lot of grief. Like, I have to tell you guys, it wasn't actually as easy as I thought it would be, because in my consciousness, I was like, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to release this. I'm all in on Uplift Lifestyle. I'm all in on my alignment. I'm all in. It's going to be easy to release this. But when I actually started making the action steps, and this is what happens often as you step into a new level, you start to make action steps and there the resistance comes in and that tries to pull you back into a comfort zone, right? So it was like uncomfortable to start to tell people I was selling it, to actually get offers to sell it, to actually like tell people like this is what's happening. I started to be hit with a lot of grief, and I ended up working with a former client of mine, actually, who is a friend of mine now, who does Reiki. So she was a client of mine and she had offered me a free Reiki session, like an absolute angel, and I took it. And in that session there was all of this imagery of a bird leaving the nest and like this freedom and this release and this grief and like a goodbye. And like, I get emotional still just talking about it, because it's something that I had spent a long time building, and there was a lot of drive and vision and devotion involved. And I'm emotional right now, I won't lie, feeling into it. And there was a lot of truth and intention and energy that went into this, all from such a beautiful place, truly. Like, it wasn't forcing, it wasn't pushing, it wasn't misaligned to build this. It was beautiful. It was a devotion. It was true love. And I'm proud of myself. I admire myself. I'm amazed by myself for building what I've built. But it was time to remove it. So, and time to release it. So this Reiki session really validated things for me in the sense that, yeah, it's time to release. And to give you guys some context, this was back in January of this year. So for those of you who don't know, like, the logistics of having an incorporated company with various vendors and legal agreements and all the things, like, there is a lot involved in releasing a company like that. So here we are 6 months later, which I can't fucking believe, but here we are. And I've never been more certain in this decision. And I still feel a lot of emotion about it. And talking it out as a 6'2 self-projected projector, talking it out here and sharing it with you is really healing and supportive to me. So thank you for listening. And I just realized back in January, it's time to release it. And that's when I started opening the doors of buyers and all that. Long story short, here we are 6 months later. I had buyers. I had amazing buyers lined up and amazing cahoots and amazing conversations with people, and really got to like just again meet so many cool people. And that was really one of the amazing, probably the best things about building Fit Portal, my tech company, was the amount of networks and connections that I had built of like truly incredible people. So if you're listening to this and you're someone who I met through Fit Portal, like, I'm bowing to you, because anyone, absolutely everyone that I talked to in association with Fit Portal was fucking incredible. Wellness enthusiasts, business owners, fitness instructors, you name it, incredible people. And I'm so grateful for those connections. So here we are now 6 months later, and I'm actually working with now my lawyer, my accountant, and getting the logistics sorted to close the company, to close Fit Portal. And it comes with like the duality and the contrast of grief and sadness, but also like excitement and blossoming new beginnings. Like, I keep seeing butterfly wings And it just is like this validation and confirmation of like this rebirth and this new growth. And the amount of refinement and focus that this allows me to laser in on the book that I'm writing this year, which I've been kind of hinting, if you've been listening, I've been kind of hinting I'm writing a book this year. So the book that I'm writing this year, the devotion to my clients, oh my gosh, my beautiful clients and all the new clients that are coming in, to my family, me and Mitch, our home, and what we've built together and what we're creating. It's beautiful. And my work here in Uplift Lifestyle and my focus as a healer, as a channel, as someone living a truly aligned and beautiful life by design, it's important that I walk my walk as well. And as I walk my walk, release is part of it, okay? Grief is part of it. Letting go is part of it. And this is a huge moment for me of trusting in the divinity of it all and trusting in the divine nudges and leadership and guidance that has led me to this point and sharing it with you. And I do trust that me speaking my story of release has inspired you to also take the step, have the courage to release what no longer is aligned for you. Doesn't mean there isn't still a lot of love there. Doesn't mean that it didn't support you in beautiful, magical ways, but it means that you know that it's time to say goodbye. So whatever that is for you on this 6-6 portal, I trust that you will be guided and led to do what is aligned for you in release. I love you guys so much. There's more to say on this, but I'm going to leave it at this and trust myself that this is enough for me, for you, to understand and honor your flow as you release and as you open up more spaciousness to what's new, to what's meant for you as you walk your highest timeline. I love you so much. Please let me know if this episode served you. Let me know what you're releasing. I'll also mention my monthly devotionals. Feeling called to mention them here because they are exactly that. They're devotional. It's me recording for you a live video every single month straight to your inbox. It's a super accessible, affordable opportunity to be in my world, to connect with me in my DMs after you receive the transmissions and let me know how you received them, what you're calling in, what you're letting go of, what you've healed, what you're stepping into. So my monthly devotionals are a subscription plan for $11.11 a month. 11:11, of course. They are 10, 15, 20 minute transmissions. They vary. And you receive a new transmission every single month. And you get lifetime access to every single transmission you receive. So these transmissions are available to sign up for at the link here in the show notes, at the link in my bio on Instagram. Like any subscription, you can come and go as you please. You receive the monthly devotional into your inbox. You receive the transmission. You watch the video. You receive the hypnosis, the meditation, the channeled work, the chakra attunements and balancing, whatever it is that I do that month. And then you let it integrate. You come back to it. You do work with it. You journal with it. You move with it. You lead with it, whatever the theme of the devotion is that month. And you connect with me. When you're in that container, you have permission to come and chat with me in my DM and be like, hey, here's what I'm creating. Here's what I'm stepping into. And I amplify that for you. So putting that out there, if that feels aligned and feels true for you, this week I'm recording June's monthly devotional. And I'm so excited because I'm in such flow, right? I mean, I'm always in flow, but I'm just in extra flow right now and feeling this blossoming and feeling this blooming energy of June. And I'm just ready to share that with you in the monthly devotionals. So sign up at the link here in the show notes or at the link in my bio on Instagram. And I can't wait to see you there. So thank you for listening to this big, vulnerable, heartfelt riff on releasing. I hope it supports you and I hope you trust yourself and have the courage to release what no longer serves you. All my love. Thank you, gorgeous, for being here, for receiving the transmissions of today. A reminder that what I say here on the show is divine, and receiving it, listening to it, and learning these things is one thing, but actually implementing and embodying these ways of being in your life, now that's where the magic is. So use your own divine masculine, your own divine alignment, and your beautiful self-leadership to lead you forward, to lead you in
embodying these practices, living in these ways, because that is where the transformation happens, in the subtle codes of who you be every single day. You are so powerful. You are beyond magnificent. And I hope today was the catalyst that moves you. If you're not already up to date with all things Uplift Lifestyle, follow along with us at uplift_lifestyle. And I want to invite you into my most accessible, affordable, yet high level experience, monthly devotionals. They're $11.11 Canadian per month. These monthly devotionals are potent, channeled 15-minute transmissions, which are meditations, hypnoses, that come into your email when you subscribe every single month. The transmission is recorded by me for you with my purest devotion to you and your highest timeline. The transmissions are exclusively for the beings subscribing to the monthly devotionals. So your energy is felt. I want you to feel like this is a high level devotion to you when you subscribe. Check out every single month and dive in to all of the codes that I lead you through in that transmission. When you do subscribe, send me a DM on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's celebrate you. This is a big deal. And let's move you into your highest, highest ascension. As always, you know I love devotionally connecting. So if you have any questions, if you want any more details of how to work with me, be it in a group container or a high-level one-on-one space, send me a direct message on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle. Always head to the link here in the show notes as well to see what offerings are available for more details. I love you. I admire you. Thank you for being here. Now let's alchemize and ascend in all the pleasure and opulence and joy that we get to experience here in this earth realm. Have a fabulous day, my love.